This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you know, just for the record, I'm not on the radio because I'm trying to give anybody a hard time. I'm not out there trying to rain on anybody's parade, per se. I'm just simply telling you what is coming down the road if we do not take heed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Like it or not, if we fail to take heed to his warning signs, friends, this is what's going to happen. In America today, okay, Somalian Muslim legislator in Minnesota votes yes to allow life insurance payouts to beneficiaries of terrorists. You can't make this up. You just can't make it up. She's already incumbent. She's not trying to get there. She's not on the campaign trail. She's already there with the likes of none other than Keith Ellison, who is also the first Muslim in the United States of America to swear in on the Quran, which runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Okay? In Massachusetts, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Hamas-linked care official with ties to jihad terror group running as a member of Congress. Let me say that again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Massachusetts Hamas-linked CAIR, C-A-I-R. You know who those guys are, right? Remember the founder, Omar Ahmad? He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal with any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. We're going to get to that in just a little bit here. Also wanted to let you know, we have none other than, and I brought him up in the past before, an individual who is running for the gubernatorial position in the state of none other than, well, you've got it, Michigan. And in saying all that, to say this, friends, if lest you think for one moment history is not being replayed out right now in front of your faces, you've got another thing coming. Matter of fact, it tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, under the curses, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. In other words, the blessing is now being turned into a curse. And folks, I also want to say this. Many people talk about how Muslims are coming into America as the Trojan horse. They're doing everything that they're doing today, friends, in the light of day. They're not doing it as a Trojan horse at all. And also keep in mind, it's your said representatives in prospective states throughout the United States of America that are making way for Muslims to actually take preeminence in the United States of America, just in case you forgot. This guy running for the gubernatorial seat in none other than Michigan, Abdul El Sayed. I'm going to play some audio in just a couple moments from the candidates, and they're debating back and forth. One called him out for who he was, but I want you to pay attention to what he resorted to fire back. Abdul El Sayed is running to be the first Muslim governor in the November 2018 elections to turn all of Michigan into Dearborn. And America, let me remind you, you're the only ones that can stop this. Now, I do want to take it back to this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump just signed, teed up by Paul Ryan and none other than Barack Hussein Obama. You do know that that bill that was signed under the guise of national security literally funds your enemies both within and without. You do know that, right? I just wanted to make sure you understood who's responsible for what's taking place here. Now, going to the responsible party concerning the politicians, yes, they're responsible, but the people that are allowing the politicians to do the things that they're doing. When I lay to your candor and ask you the question before God, which one is the criminal? The corrupt politician that is making way for these people to come in, or the people that are to represent delegated authority to their representatives that are out of scope of authority, which makes them outlaws, which makes them criminals, and they allow the corrupt politicians to do the things that they do? Which one's guilty before God and man? Which one's guilty before God and man? Both parties. And again, Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that overthrow the Constitution. And now what they're doing is making way for those that come from other countries to dominate, to have the preeminence in the United States of America. And boy, oh boy, are they busy setting up the caliphate. Now, for those that are saying, Bradley, that'll never happen here, watch yourself, take heed that you stand lest you fall, number one. And number two is this, friends, if you think that this is just something that's fictitious and made up, contrived by yours truly, Bradley Dean, no, I'm just basically going off Scripture, telling you things months, years before they take place, because Scripture tells us what's coming next. Read Leviticus 20:16, just so you can understand line upon line, precept upon precept, that God's word endureth forever, is forever settled in heaven, O Lord, and it will come to pass if we fail to learn from history. Now, what I'm going to do as I'm teeing this up even now is I'm going to set this up, folks, concerning this Massachusetts Hamas-linked care official, as they like to call themselves, with ties to jihad terror groups running for a seat in Congress. I'm also going to highlight, folks, none other than our friends that I was just talking about concerning his run for the gubernatorial seat there in Michigan, Abdul El Sayed. And I'm going to play some audio for you. And as well, friends, I'm going to go over to Minnesota. And I want you, again, to understand the severity of what's going on and where this is going to go if you stand back and do nothing. A Somalian Muslim, okay, not an American Muslim, right? A legislator, she calls herself, votes yes to allow life insurance payouts to beneficiaries of terrorists. Those that leave Minneapolis area to go fight on the behalf of ISIS, if they get killed, she wants to make sure insurance companies cover their families when they come back. What you might also want to know is, talking about inbreeding, did you also know that this alleged representative in Minnesota is also incriminated on immigration fraud, where she married her brother to get him into the United States of America? Folks, this is not American law. This runs antithetical to who we are as a people. It's time to stand up.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Okay, so we got much to cover this hour. It's important information. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you want to jump over on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account, I just figured out after years of deleting their smut day by day. I just put a security on it, so I have to actually vet those that are linking to hook up with me. So that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, as well as Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. Check that out. You will love it. Got some more videos coming up this week. As well, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Now, contrary to that of this Michigan gubernatorial candidate, it's interesting to note that he is called out on Muslim Brotherhood ties, and I want you to pay attention carefully as to what he attempts to make in his own defense. Listen to what he does and tell me, friends, if this sounds all too familiar. Go ahead, Sam.
Actually, I had a counterterrorism expert, former member of the Department of Homeland Security, Phil Haney, joined me with Kamal Saleem, former member of the Muslim Brotherhood. We had a forum called See Something, Say Something, where we walked through a document called the Explanatory Memorandum that's filed in a federal court case, United States versus the Holy Land Foundation. In that document, it identified the souls of the Muslim Brotherhood. By the way, just because it has the word Muslim in it doesn't mean it's specific Muslims. It's a political organization. It's actually identified by Muslim-majority countries like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and UAE as a terrorist organization. And you can't say it's racist to go off and call them out and say its affiliations with that is something that would concern. concern. So for me, it actually is a concern. And we walk through examples of their what their plan is and their term, my term, for civilization jihad in society. And we talk about a different threat. They would talk about an education threat. They would talk about a political threat. They would talk about media threat across the board. And Dawood Walid, I know very well what the media threat is that he can leverage here in Michigan. So I have very, very deep concerns around that. Obviously, in regards to Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, he's got a handful of affiliations with Muslim Students Association, which has been identified as an affiliated organization in that explanatory memorandum. And if you guys go off and look at Muslim Students Association across the nation, you'll find that they've had Al-Qaeda leaders speaking to their people, and they've also found out that, so there's some serious concerns around it. And frankly, this is one of the areas that got me ticked off in regards to the fairness of the media. They pitched this as a comment around concern around ties to the Muslim Brotherhood as a concern with Muslims in general. Love Muslims is not an issue. The issue is with terrorist organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood.
Is Sharia law instituted here in the state of Michigan a real concern?
I do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state. That is the oath that if any of us is elected, we will swear to. I take that oath particularly seriously because it guarantees me two things. A, the right to pray as I choose to pray. And for me, that means that I put my face on the ground 34 times a day.
This is Abdul El-Sayed.
I do not pray at all. And all of those things are equally protected under this incredible document of ours. But in Article 6, it also tells us that no religious test shall be held over somebody aiming to serve under this Constitution. That is an incredible document. That is what my father came to this country believing in. An ideal that says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal. Now, I knew when I decided to run as the first Muslim American ever run for governor that I would face the ugliness of white supremacy, the ugliness of racism.
Okay,
the
Sam. Okay, so he's going to play the race card again. I just got a question for you there, brother Abdul El-Sayed. Since when did Muslims become a race? Furthermore, if you do a little homework, folks, just so you can see what he's doing, he doesn't have the shield. He has the spear. He's browbeating those that are standing in his way and calling him out for who he is. Racism was contrived by a Russian revolutionary named Leon Trotsky. And racism was created to browbeat dissenters, those that didn't fall in line. What do we have? We have Abdul El-Sayed, gubernatorial candidate for Michigan, being called out for his ties, for terrorism. And what you might need to know, too, as well, America, is the fact that George Soros, an international criminal, is also funding this individual. Do I need say any more? But the fact of the matter is, he is browbeating. He called it Islamophobia. Remember homophobia? Just to prove my point, friends, yes, I'm rubbing it into the faces of those that didn't listen over the last 8 years. Yes, I am. I told you who was on the heels of the homosexuals, and now here they come. Here they come, running for position in government. Why? Because they want absolute rule. And again, notice the browbeating that is going on here by gubernatorial candidate friends of Michigan, Abdul El-Sayed. Go on, Bug.
Who do not understand the oath that they swore to or the Constitution they defend. The fact is that I serve my country every day, calling it to the highest ideals of this Constitution because it is such an incredible document. So I do not believe that Sharia law is in question in this state. I do believe that the Constitution will always be upheld, and I look forward to doing that myself.
All right. Thank you, Dr. El-Sayed. So I pull back the one.
And now this is his opposition. The one that just called him out.
Oh, sure. First of all, free. I didn't meet with this issue. Dr. Abdul El-Sayed and his friend, Dawood Walid, decided to go out for a Christian story out in Bosky. So you won't see any mention of this on my website. But I'm not going to sit there and be silent when somebody, when there's a genuine concern out there in our society that we need to be addressing. And just because nobody wants to talk about it doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it. And Dr. Abdul said very clever. He tried to characterize an
issue with the terrorist organization, Muslim Brotherhood, as an issue with race. Listen, I was talking with Kamal Saleem's endorsement for my governorship. It's not racist. He was talking about it as a function of his religion. Well, it has nothing to do with religion. Just because he's got the keyword Muslim in it, it doesn't mean it's a Muslim organization. It means that they use that as a mask to go off and do things like he's doing right now, go out and make it a victim. But no, this is very serious stuff, guys. This is about civilization jihad. It needs to be up in the awareness. We should have a thought conversation, not simple name calling. I'm tired of name calling.
Thank you. Dr. El-Sayed, you want to use 30 seconds?
El-Sayed's back up.
Okay. Sheree, you can get your 30 seconds first.
So I grew up in this state. And you can imagine going to school with a name like mine, you get a fair share of bullying.
Bullying, no. Who used that one, folks? The homosexuals.
Here's the thing. One of the biggest frustrations that I've had is that the assumption that there should be some sort of association between me and some dastardly group functions simply on the fact that I choose to pray a particular way. It is implicitude that is used to raise the scepter that has everything to do with context. Now, here's the thing. What frustrates me more is not that you have blatant racism on the part of certain people.
Hey, folks, are you getting sick of it yet?
Is in the words
of a Muslim trying to run for the gubernatorial position in Michigan, calling anybody that opposes his ties with terrorists, folks, as racist, bullying. When are you going to stand up, America, and say enough is enough and send the message we're not putting up with you that mean to bring forth the caliphate? We've seen it in every other country. What do you think it's going to be different here in America? You're sadly mistaken.
The highest per capita number of Muslim Americans in the country. Now, you might not hate racist Muslims, but I'll tell you, Muslims definitely hate you.
And I want to tell you something too, friends. You know, this litmus test, you know, you have 86% of Americans that profess Christians. Do you think they want a Muslim in the White House? Absolutely not. And furthermore, remember what Barack Hussein Obama did run on, was the fact that he was a Christian, when in fact it took the people of this country 8 years to figure out that he wasn't, starting on day one. And that's exactly what these people do. According to their God, they can lie at will so they can get into position to conquer. And folks, out of their own mouth, I don't need to try to persuade people as to what's going on here. This is perfect judgment upon a disobedient people. You have these people emboldened to run for positions such as the gubernatorial candidate and the position in Michigan without fear of consequence concerning the American people, who all the while know who he is and what he means to do. I mean, again, friends, I said on Saturday's radio show, how do you show mercy to a nation like that? I don't know that you can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a phase two to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a phase two? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent. perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
The teenage soccer team trapped in a cave system in northern Thailand will spend another night in the cave. Officials coordinating the rescue have said they won't attempt to move the boys before tomorrow, and we have heard from some of the team members that they are doing okay and are healthy. And the stock markets are closed today as it is a federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Bean. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about Abdul El Sayed being called out for his ties to terrorism in the United States of America during his debate, and then he turns on his rival and begins to browbeat him by calling him a racist. I didn't know that the Muslim religion was a race, America. And they call him Dr. Abdul El Sayed. He should do some homework before he opens his mouth like that. He begins to browbeat. You need to understand, these people are not there with a shield protecting themselves. As he said, he was bullied in school. Now, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of their lifestyle, friends. Rest assured, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. Totalitarian methods, nothing new under the sun. But again, Abdul El Sayed is running to be the first Muslim governor in the November 2018 elections to turn all of Michigan, at first, friends, little by little, incrementally, in a siege, a slow takeover, to turn all of Michigan into Dearborn. Okay, just played some audio for you. Let's turn our attention over to Somalian Muslim legislator, they call her in Minnesota. She votes yes to allow life insurance payouts to beneficiaries of terrorists. Her name is Ayhan Omar. She went from refugee to community organizer to state legislator representing Minneapolis, and now she's pushing for laws that favor Islamic terrorists. Of course, America. Of course. Omar has been on radar for quite a while across the country. It's been reported on her immigration fraud where she married her brother. That's called incest. That's illegal in this country. It's been reported on her immigration fraud, where she married her brother in order to help him gain entry into U.S., namely a university here in the United States. It's also been reported on her getting sworn in on a giant Quran. They're getting emboldened Americans instead of a Holy Bible after getting elected to a state legislator position in the state of Minnesota. Now, Omar is voting in favor of terrorism. Of course, friends. Do you not understand they all feed on the same doctrine? Hassan al-Abana said it's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws, lawlessness on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. Remember Mustafa Carroll from CARE? The director, Houston, Texas, he said if we're practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. And now they're being put into position of incumbency to serve their religion. Hello? Hello? You know, it's funny how when people say a religious litmus test, well, wait a second. The God you serve is the God you're going to obey. It has everything in the world to do with who you serve. Quran, second chapter, verse 199, and slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them for where they be expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then, if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. They're all feeding on the same doctrine. What do you expect? You've heard that saying, friends. You are what you eat. Going back to Omar in the state of Minnesota, who married her brother, she is now a Somalian legislator, and that's who she's attempting to legislate for, friends. Omar was one of only two members of the Minnesota State House to vote against a bill that would allow life insurance companies to deny payouts to the beneficiaries of terrorists who die in violent attacks on Americans. So now what she's trying to do is the Somalians that come from the Middle East, bringing the culture with them to Minnesota, if they so choose to go and fight on the behalf of ISIS, which is a created entity, it's a political opponent, friends, to bring out the ends in which they aim to get. Don't forget that. And don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. But the point is if someone leaves Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of ISIS, and he's killed, this alleged, this self-professed legislator, this Somalian-American in the state of Minnesota, wants the insurance companies to pay their families for the loss of their husband or brother or cousin or whatever the case might be that died fighting against Americans. You heard me right. They leave Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of ISIS against Americans, and she sits as a legislator in America? Wow, America. Wow, America. The House voted 127-2 to pass the bill, which now moves on to a vote in the state Senate. Omar, who represents the heavily immigrant Cedar Riverside area of Minneapolis, they call it Little Somalia, was joined by fellow Rep. John Leash of St. Paul in voting against the bill. Now, keep in mind, this is one that has been born and bred and raised up here in the United States of America. Notice that it's our representatives that are making way for these people to be put in a position of power. Okay? John Leash of St. Paul helped her in voting against the bill. Can you believe it? Well, believe it, friends, because it's happening today. Omar's vote sticks out because at least 42 Somalian refugees have been confirmed by the FBI to have left the United States to join overseas terrorist organizations, including Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia, and ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Again, I can't make this up. Dozens of other Somalian Americans have been tried and or convicted of providing material support to overseas terrorists from America. What does this individual have to do before you actually identify her for who she is? Before she was elected She was an activist who often lobbied in the Minneapolis City Council on progressive issues, yep, communist issues, to overthrow through totalitarian means. Since her election as a legislator, she opposed a bill to limit mass protests designed to disrupt streets, train service, and airport access. She means to stifle free speech. Of course they do. She has been given her Muslim Barbie icon, the hijabi. That's right. Or hijabi. Visited her native Somalia to push for women's leadership, raising the question of why Somalian refugees are still pouring into the U.S. and other Western countries if the country is safe enough for former refugees to return and lobby the government for pet causes. And, of course, this bill supports terrorists just like similar ones do in other regions of America through Muslims. Rep. Deborah Hillstrom said the goal of the Minnesota bill is to make certain that folks don't benefit from terrorism, and this limits the beneficiary to the premiums that were paid in. It also limits the exposure for the insurance company when someone is committing an act of terrorism. Folks, can you believe it? Did you forget about September 11th? Did you forget about what the media has rained down and inundated you with over the last 17 years since September 11, 2001? Who your enemies are. And ever since September 11th, it's been your mayors, it's been your representatives, your governors, your presidents that have pried the doors open to make sure that these people have a right, as they call it, to come into the United States of America. Well, I'm here to tell you, they don't have a right to come in here, no matter what any politician has to say. That's all they have to do is look at none other than 8 U.S. Code 1324, bringing in and harboring certain illegal aliens. And by the way, when they are here, and they are harbored, and they are being helped, folks, you need to understand those representatives that are helping them to a position of power are legally accountable for the laws that they are violating in helping these aliens to a position of power. I mean, it's just unthinkable. And in America, you know what I'm saying to you is true. I remember when Sean Hannity in 2009, God bless him for telling the truth, Homegrown Jihad was talking about terror cells and training camps in America, 35 of them. And you haven't heard a thing about it, as if to suggest the new administration has no idea that they're here at all. Got video back in 2009 when CNN actually blurted the truth out and told you the truth. They blurted the truth out in their confusion when they told you the truth about how American Muslims, as they call them, in New York were celebrating 9/11 with thousands of Muslims protesting "We the People." What do you think they mean to do, America? Gas. I mean, that's the word. Gas. Gosh. Woo. I mean, you can't. Wow. I mean, the woman married her brother. She's violated immigration laws, and somehow or another, she's there swearing in on a Quran. The big smile on her face with the brother that she married. It's an abomination, to say the least. It's an abomination, America. Let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends, neither then the believers, for whoso does that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming. Quran, chapter 3, verse 28. Quran, chapter 3, verse 85. Whosoever desires another religion than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers. Oh, America gets a lot worse than that. I want to come back right after this. And I want to highlight in Massachusetts, friends, how we have another Muslim running for a position in Congress in Massachusetts right on the heels of none other than the Sodomites. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tell me, America, 1-866-582-9933. Does this sound familiar? I'm not moving from this. I'm going to continuously give you the word, hopefully before you learn how to speak the Muslim language. I mean, in all sincerity, friends. Tell me if this sounds familiar. In Leviticus verse 15. Chapter 26, and if you shall despise my statutes, you fail to keep my word, or if your soul abhor my judgments, that you will not enforce the law, so that you will not do any of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, he said, I will also do this unto you. In verse 16, I will even appoint over you terror. Did you hear what I said? This is judgment. See, so the bad guy, he doesn't realize that he's being used to his own demise as well, right? But going beyond that, he said, I will also set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. That's the beginning stages. And then he goes on in verse 19, and I'm sorry, 18, and if you will not yet for all of this listen carefully unto me, the Lord says, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And then it begins systematically. And it goes, the judgments get greater and greater in degree, harsher and harsher, until at length, America, you finally open your ears and open your eyes if you still have the time. Now, this all reminds me, by the way, again, bringing this into perspective of a defector from that of Russia. He was an agent
for the Russian government. And he said how they overthrow countries, he said the first thing they do is demoralize them. And then they begin to systematically, and the more that the people accept, the more that they'll continuously work against them. And that reminds me of none other than Joseph Mengele, SS officer under Adolf Hitler, when he said, the more we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. But it's interesting, this agent, this defector went on and said, a KGB KGB agent who was a defector, he said that you can warn the people all that you want to. And he said they won't listen. And he said until one day the hammer falls, and then he said about the time that they'll start to listen, he said it'll be too late for them. Yep. So you just keep giving yourself time, America, because when it falls, it's going to fall. Okay? I'm just a messenger. That's all I'm doing. I'm just pointing back at the Word of God because that's my job, and I'm telling you what's coming. And it's interesting because if you would have heard what I said 17 years ago to what I'm telling you right now, none of this stuff was on the horizon. Now everything's on the table. And from this point on, friends, it's only going to get worse. And it's funny, you have the false prophets telling you the exact opposite. Hey, I'll stand here all by myself. God help me, said Martin Luther. I'll do the same thing. Let's go over to none other than Massachusetts. Hamas-linked care. And by the way, I didn't make this up. I got the download and I got the news right before, probably about an hour before the show. In Massachusetts, Hamas-linked care official with ties to jihad terror group running as, well, she wants to sit in Congress. Amatul Wadud is a board member for the Massachusetts Council of American Islamic Relations. CARE is an unindicted co-conspirator in Hamas terror funding case, so named by the Justice Department. Okay? CARE officials, as they call themselves, have repeatedly refused to denounce Hamas and Hezbollah as terrorist groups. Several former CARE officials have been convicted of various crimes related to jihad terror. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I mean, they stand guilty. Literally, you know what it reminds me of? Barabbas. You know, he committed murder in the insurrection. And it was there. Every year what they would do is they'd have a system set up where they would release a prisoner that the people wanted. And it was interesting at the same time, this is when the Gentiles, Pontius Pilate, King Herod, and the religious Pharisees of the day were crying, crucify him of Jesus Christ. And they said that they wanted Barabbas, a murderer in the insurrection, to be released, and they wanted Christ, he who was without spot or blemish, to be crucified. Do you not hear this language, America? The very ones that are guilty of the crime of snuffing out the light of men, the very things that they're trying to accuse him of are the very things that they're doing in process at the same time. And what was Jesus' response to all this as he was bearing the cross up to Calvary and the women were wailing? He turned around and he looked at them with the cross on shoulder as he was going up to Golgotha, up to Calvary. And he said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Listen to me carefully, America. Cry for you and your children. All of you. It's not just folks. I'm talking about all of you. Everybody. Together. The bad guy, the good guy, you're all going. This is the end of the day. I mean, look at the end of the crucifixion. 40 years later, the passion of the Christ. They were crucified to the walls of Jerusalem. Those that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. Those that stood by and did nothing during the crucifixion were brought to judgment. Harsh, harsh judgment. That's another show. That's all found in the Fox's Book of Martyrs, by the way. Remember what he said. Jesus turned and looked at him and said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, When you have everything in front of your faces and you know what I'm telling you is true and you sit back and you do nothing about it, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. Jesus said if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? You need to think about this, America, because you are there. We're pivoting on this, mark my words. CARES co-founder and longtime board chairman Omar Ahmad, as well as the chief spokesman Abram Hooper, have made Islamic supremacist statements about how Islamic law should be imposed in the United States. And of course, Ahmad denies this publicly, folks, but this is what they do. So what we have in Massachusetts, we have another one lined up like that of our brother from another mother running for the Michigan gubernatorial candidacy, friends. Abdul Al-Sayed, browbeating anybody that dares call him out for who he is. For racism and Islamophobia. Are you sick of it yet, America? Are you sick of the totalitarianism? I'm going to end this show and I want you to listen to this. Because this is what they don't want you to know. Quran, chapter 8, verse 12. I am with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast into the unbelievers' hearts terror, so smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. This is all in the Quran. This is what these people are feeding on, America. Quran, chapter 8, verse 65. O prophet, urge on the believers to fight. If there be 20 of you, patient men, they will overcome 200. If there be 100 of you, they will overcome 1,000 unbelievers, for they are a people who understand not. This is all under judgment, by the way, because this counters the promises of God. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. Okay? That's Deuteronomy 20. Their scripture counters that of the Christian faith. This is the children of the flesh, is what these people are. Quran, chapter 8, verse 60, and prepare against them whatever you are able of power and steeds of war, by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others besides them who do not know, but whom Allah knows, and whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be fully repaid to you, and you will not be wronged. Wow. Quran, chapter 9, verse 65, this is what these people feed on, America. Okay? Chapter 9, verse 123, O believers, fight the unbelievers who are near to you, and let them find you in harshness, and know that God is with the God-fearing. Oh, yeah, let me rest assured, friends, to the enemies of the Christian God, you're exactly right, but you have it backwards. It's a righteous thing with a recompense to those that would trouble the righteous. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Oh yeah, I understand what it's like to be hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. I know when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, that's exactly what it means. Isn't that right, enemies of the most righteous, God of heaven and earth? Folks, you're in some serious times. Folks, you're in some serious times. It's time for you to respond because you have all the power in the world to right the wrongs. The mercy of God is still here because we still have today to do so. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.